interesting way to kick off this next segment. But everyone that tunes into the show each and every day, I'm just going to use Steve Pachenik as an example. I had listened to Steve Pachenik on Infowars.com, and I found his information to be very interesting. And I heard some stuff that he had mentioned, and it was the and it produced Friday morning show as a result. But I had a bunch of people immediately come in and start saying, he's a shill, he's this, he's that, he's that. And I'm like, okay, well, that's pretty old and stale. You attack the messenger, okay? I would say that my next guest, she's a conservative constitutionalist, political talk show host. She's an investigative journalist. She has a background that she's gonna share with you. She's also, first and foremost, she's a U.S. Navy veteran, and she's got a lot of experience. And this is what I've always learned from Tori, is that when she speaks, she mentions stuff that I'd never heard about, and I'm just Googling like a mofo. She's probably caused me to Google more stuff than any other person I've ever listened to. I've learned a lot from her. So then I get people that say, Tori is this and Tori is that. But I'm like, I don't even care about that. I already researched half of the crap that she just mentioned to me. I didn't even know existed on the internet. And I just found out about it. So if she's a blue Smurf that eats spaghetti, who cares about that? Because I just learned a whole heck of a lot from her. So I bring her to the show right now. Why? Because Tori was talking about hammer and scorecard. Not only talking about it, she's actually used it. And she was prohibited from talking about its applications because she was on a non-disclosure agreement. Tori, welcome back to the Pete Santilli Show. Let's get everybody straight here about hammer and scorecard that you've not only known about, you've used its system. I'll let you tell everybody.
Yeah. So first of all, Pete, I just want to say, awesome to be here. I listen to your show. I'm sure you see me lurking in your Twitch feeds.
Love
and
it.
YouTube whenever and D Lives. I listen to everybody. Now you mentioned Steve Pachenik, mm-hmm. right? His information was half correct.
Well, this is what I will say. Can I add something?
I know this for a fact. Okay, I'm telling you, it's factual. He's right. We do recipes, but I don't want people imagining that we're going to shine some light or drag some marker across the paper to know.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but you know what I did? I learned about the blockchain system and how they actually have the U.S. patent. The U.S. Postal Service has a patent. So as a result of what he mentioned on that show, I discovered technology that's already in place, that's ready to go, that I never knew about.
That's a diversion. The MIC files patents just to get people on looking in the other direction.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm going to tell you what I know, and people can look at it themselves.
Okay.
This is 2020, right?
Yeah.
This is 2020. All right. We've got nanotechnology. You have no idea what kind of technology we have. Okay. And you have to think, what kind of nanotechnology we would be using to be able to track these ballots? You think it's going to be something like dragging a marker across a paper?
No.
Or something like that? No. It's going to be trackable, like literally trackable. Like, have you ever seen those things where they're tiles? Have you ever had those where you attach it to your keychain and if you lose it with the Bluetooth, you can find it?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. Well, there's something called graphene. Have you ever heard of that?
I have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So graphene is an element that can be applied to biological and non-biological.
Grafting things. You're referring to, right?
Graphene.
Okay.
All right, graphene. And so graphene, I can actually like text you a link so you can see what I'm talking about. And this is from 2018. It's an old article from some research. And I use this because it's the most impressionable one mm-hmm. for people that are not familiar with what graphene is. So instead of boring people with the whole science, let's just say it's something that can track you. You can eat it. If I give it to you in like if I want to see if my soy lattes are going faster than my, I don't know, oat milk lattes, I will have a little bit of graphene in there and I will be able to see who ingested it and at what areas on a bleep dar, because it'll pop up and then go. Satellites have come a long way. Right. People are just not understanding the tech we have. So having said that, Kodak specializes in creating these compounds. And these compounds of ink that can be RFID tagged.
Right.
So this is how maybe we caught a post worker with just three ballots. And this is how maybe we know that there's missing ballots sitting somewhere in another state from right. another state.
That's right.
So, you know, people don't seem, you know, everyone can say things like little by little, whatever is public. But I talked about graphene. Shoot. I want to say 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
I've been trying to prime people because for me, the graphene aspect is more of an issue of tagging people through vaccines because that's how you use to mend things, but also tagging your food like an animal. And so those degrade. Don't get me wrong. They have a shorter shelf life usually, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, when it goes down through the motions, it doesn't just stick unless it's specifically created to sit somewhere specific. So people need to do their own research and take everything. Like what Steve said wasn't bad, but it's just outdated. That's all. What he's saying is right, but it's outdated. I mean, the size of people, you know that one of them was in those Zoom calls, right? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Millie Weaver put out how we've infiltrated like Zoom calls. Right?
And I've played it on the show, by the way. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you know that one of the people there was working for SZA?
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, this is why it was so huge. And I was like, nobody's talking about it. If they talked about it, we wouldn't be in this mess that we're in right now, Pete.
Yes. Tori. Now, listen, let me just back up just a second. This is what I did learn. And when I approached the Steve Pachenik thing and I started talking about his revealing some things that I didn't even know about. And he mentioned QFS blockchain. When I heard about that, I basically just pushed Steve Pachenik aside and I went to learn about quantum financial system blockchain technology. And then I learned about the possibility because of the paper that the ballots must be printed on could possibly, and we won't know this because like the Secret Service would know what microfibers are contained in the pulp of the paper that has that technology, the nanotechnology you're talking about, to where a satellite could actually detect, you know, a torn up ballot that's in a garbage can. They could actually find a location of it. But now I'm going to defer to you for the rest of this segment. I'm learning as much as I can, and I know you've had exposure to a lot of stuff at a very high level, even with clearances and NDAs. So that's why you're on the show, because I want to learn more, and so does our listenership. So this graphing, and you just confirmed something that I suspected exists as far as technology. They have that ability that they can use certain non-radioactive isotope signatures. That is a technology. Whether or not it was used on ballots, we don't know. But they have the means to track all these ballots. Tori?
Well, you know, even without it being graphene, right? If you print a document, I can track it back to the batch of printers that you use to, like HP makes printers, right? So they make like 500 in a go, let's pretend. And if you print a paper, I can take it and do it. Now, the quantum financial system is something that they were talking about with the synthetic homogeneous currency, SHC. That was supposed to be a more universal currency. So that's not conversation time for that yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. That was something that the European Union was talking about back in 2018 and 2019, and this is before President Trump eyed the Treasury and wanted to take it in. I mean, people could go look at the conference in Montana that our chair of the Fed was there talking about the SHC currency. I mean, you know, a lot of people take a little bit of information and then they focus on that and amplify it without seeing what's around it. The whole story is not just what's told, it's the one that's not told, right?
Yes.
So we don't know. I personally, knowing that our president is a genius, he probably had it, had the ballots, their fail safes. It's kind of like a thief, right? Pete, if I want to catch a group of people that are stealing a bank, but I know that they're just henchmen, right? what am I going to do? I want to see how they distribute things. I'm going to tag the money. I'm going to put some coding on the floor so that I can follow their footstep. I'll use, you know, sticker drones. I'll use other tags, and I'll wait and I'll watch them and I'll see how they distribute and I'll see how they do it. Because then that's the perfect sting operation. You sit down, you play dumb, right, and you just watch.
And let it and play out.
You
right.
Come, yeah, yeah. And you come in like a falcon. You don't wait for them to start running away from you. They're flying and having fun and toasting and claiming they won, and they're like, oh, look at me, look how high I am. That's where you grab them mid-air, you snag them. And that's what's great, watching them celebrate and talk. It's the higher they go, the harder they're gonna fall. So
all right, now there's multiple ways. There's multiple ways here. I want you to speak to this. There's multiple ways right now going to the courts this week. They're going to start. There's the Dennis Montgomery information with Hammer and scorecard. That's one method with the electronic configuration. There's also the ballots. There's multiple ways here that they can catch them. And do you believe that they're going to catch them? And what are those multiple ways?
We already got them, and you're going to see some really big stuff happening next week.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to see some really big stuff. Listen.
Like what? Come on, give me a preview. Okay, I know your stuff. You come through with all your stuff. I'm going to hear it right now.
Right.
Come on.
Well, I did say in September that the 9th of November is going to be pretty hot. It's going to be pretty hot. There's going to be a lot of changes. I mean, you already saw three heads just rolled and Esper rolled because of the video that Millie put out. And everyone was focusing on that crazy Lisa Fithian. And I'm like, dude, Maria Stephan works with Pentagon. Hello. She works for him. Hello. Why is nobody talking about this? Hello. But anyway, listen. Here's what I can tell you safely, and that's easily digestible.
Yes.
All right. Easily digestible. If in 2019 I had even put out articles, which obviously because everybody hates me, and that's okay. You hate me now, you love me later. I had put out articles where I did the math. I told them how the trap doors are done, how they allocate it. I've used Hammer. I have used it over years. Ask me about the mid-year 2010 elections. I used it. And it's like everyone's sitting there talking about it. And I'm like, why are you speculating when I've used it? I know where it's applied, how we apply it. I mean, you know, this is old tech that has been amplified again and again and again. Mm-hmm. And in 2019, it was so evident in Kentucky. There's actually a video of me and Millie talking on her channel.
You're right.
We're just hashing it out. And I've got like my daughter's U.S. Army flags in the U.S. Army behind me. And we're talking. And I'm explaining to people, here's how it works. Pretty simple. I dumbed it down without naming the name because I couldn't at that time. Here's how it works. You have an election, right? So let's pretend we're doing the election, for example, in Idaho that we know is a red state, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we say is we tell the machines in that state of Idaho, all right, we're going to have 500,000, you know, voters, and we want Trump to win. So what we want to do is make it look moderate. So we want it to be at a margin of 40-60, 70-30. We tell the computer how to do it.
Right.
So what happens is, so you guys understand, I'm going to walk you through so you understand how the software works. Because see, what did Einstein say? If you can't explain it simply enough, you don't know it. Well, here's the simple thing that I'm sure everyone went back and watched. And now they're like, oh, let me tell you. And it's like, all right, here's how it works. You put your vote in, right? All the votes go in and they get pulled into something called a trap door. It's a crypto trap door. In there, it's locked. It's blocked. Nobody can see what happens. Only the computer knows. And it claims, which is impossible, to randomly reallocate the votes so they don't know where it came from and then spit it out on the other end. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, first of all, we all know with computers, there's no such thing as random.
Right.
There's no such thing as random.
It's very specific, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And all cryptographers that have said that. I did a whole show where I was showing research from Switzerland, from Australia, for all these cryptographers, because, you know, I'm a math nerd. I fiddle with string theory. I do quantum. So I know this stuff. And I'm like trying to explain it to my audience. I even wrote an article and hand wrote out the math formula and put it on the article so that people see it. And it's like, this is what they use in every state. So, you know, while people say, oh, they use the Hammer in Michigan. Oh, they used it everywhere. They just knew what they needed to do. Ask yourself this. Why did Alaska, who has 10 people, take so long to come back with the votes. I'll wait.
Why? Yes.
You tell me. They have 10 people. Alaska, like the minute they open up their polling, they already know like who's there. Why did they take so many days? Alaska that has like 10 people there. Like, why did they take that long?
I have no idea. Well,
right, because they had a malfunction in the software.
Oh, did they?
Yes, okay. They did. And see, people don't seem to understand how things work. They all pretend. They're all talking. And it's like, dude, we've been using this for like forever. Brennan privatized that, shipped it over to the European Union. And all these contractors with the government, our government, all these former brass generals have access to that software. Everything is fixed. Everything. And that's why I was urging people, listen, don't do petitions. Right? Because they'll contest it. You know, you'll have to wait 30 days to validate. You know, you could go on the street, but, you know, knowing the people that are behind the Sunrise Movement, Palm Collective, BLM and all that, man, these people are dangerous. We're talking slaughters in El Salvador, crap that went on in Nicaragua. They aren't being trained by idiots. Right. These people are armed. So I wouldn't do that, right?
Yeah, look at Bevelin Beatty. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, that was on purpose because they wanted to instigate. They were talking about it. See, did you know that BLM got arrested for that? And that's because when we were live on Millie's channel, I said, you know, it's funny how they keep repeating Harry's bar, right? It's almost as if they were like, don't go there. What's the address that we don't go there? It's called Harry's bar, address so-and-so. Yeah. So which address are we not supposed to go to? Because they knew that there was a mole. And so I said, I'm pretty sure that they targeted them because all the, you know, conservatives go to Harry's bar and they marked it. And so they got arrested because we had them on video talking about it. The people that went and stabbed them. And it's like, you know, this is stuff that we've been doing in the back end. But anyway, regardless, I'm just saying people need to use the same vehicle they use to steal our vote, which in essence is our freedom, to take it back. And you go, Congress is going to do diddly squat. The Senate is going to do diddly squat. Ask yourself, what did the GOP Senate do for 4 years? You tell me. I'm waiting, Pete.
It's ridiculous.
Tell me what they did for 4 years.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're not shifting gears. We're going to be on that same exact topic. Look at this with the Mueller report and stuff like that. There was a recent disclosure. I'm going to put it on the screen here. You may or may not be able to see it, but this is from Peter Stroke to Lisa Page talking about James Baker having possession of the 47 hard drives from Dennis Montgomery. Peter Stroke, and this is dated March 6th of 2017. They've had knowledge of all this stuff. Him as a whistleblower coming forward, Peter Stroke dismissing it. What do you say to whether or not Peter Stroke, CIA, the Mueller team, them knowing about the hammer system? What do you say to that? Are they aware of it?
Do they know the hammer system? They use it in every aspect of your life. Are you kidding?
They do.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I know the answer to it. I want to hear you say it.
I was like, what?
No.
And Peter Strzok, remember, I broke that story where I told everyone that he was raised in Iran, right? Told everyone who his dad was. His dad was actually the one that installed the regime in Iran in 1978 and worked together with Barack Hussein Obama's mom, Stanley Ann Dunham. I know these people. I would chin and drink coffee with these people. You know, kind of like I was like the Eric Ciaramella, you know, the throwaway, because he wasn't even a whistleblower. You know that, right? He was just picked randomly.
Right.
Yeah, people will find pictures with him. They'll believe it when we all know now that Schiff wiretapped them. I said that, and then it came out, oh, we have phone records, right? Remember that? So it's like, these people know. They know exactly what they're doing. And until people realize that the real news is not coming out, because all your mainstream media, I would say 99.99% of your pundits and your media are assets. Assets. I told everyone about Fox News. They were like, no way. Well, tell me how Fox News did on election night for you.
This is horrifying. There are millions, tens of millions of people are leaving Fox News now. Yeah.
Yep. No, tens of millions. They should have left a long time ago. I mean, I've got so much on Murdoch and their communications. Remember, I had two SD drives that I imaged, right? That was part of the DNC server. Want to guess what was on there? Because Millie said it on her show. I've told my people how they steal elections. Hammer. Traces of it.
Yes.
Right there. I said it and I sent it to the DOJ.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, anybody that attacks me is because they're working for the other side.
Right.
Why wouldn't you check if what I'm telling you is right? Because anything I've said haven't been off, have I?
No, you've been talking except about Hammer for a while.
Yeah. Except for the RBG thing. They pulled the plug instead of us.
RBG? So really?
Yeah. She was supposed to go. They pulled it thinking that they would get a hung. You know, there's a lot of scenarios here that are going to play out in the next few weeks. And I kind of told my audience, you know, when Pelosi came out, you know, when she said, I'm second in line. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And everyone's like, she's so dumb. Like, what happened to Pence? And it's like, Pence and Trump are one item. So she is second in line. But when does she become president? Do you know?
If when does she become president? As if Pence is not available to succeed the president, right? Or President Trump?
That's not it.
She's actually third. She's third in line. But go ahead.
No, she said it in July. That's why I told everyone the media is going to tell you who the president is. I told everyone that in July. You're not going to get your results. The media is going to tell you who's president. These idiots are going to try to say we run our transition team, and it's like, look, the Secretary of State hasn't called it. It's not official. So piss off. But here's what happens. If the elections don't have a result by the end of this year, she is by default president of the United States if she remains Speaker of the House. And everybody forgets who the real first president of the United States was. You know who that was?
Yeah.
It wasn't George Washington.
Yeah.
It was Samuel Huntington. It was Samuel Huntington. He was like the head of Congress because the elections for then, the first elections, took half of the year, half of 1 year and a couple months of the next. So because it went into the next calendar year, he was the president. You have to look it up. They don't teach you that history. That's the thing. Nobody teaches people history. This is why she said, I'm second in line. Yeah, she's second in line, meaning that if there is no president elected, then she's the president if she's Speaker of the House.
And they've already pre-scripted this scenario. When you read the Transition Integrity Project, they've come up with those four different scenarios that put us right where you're speaking of right now.
So that's what they want. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do.
Oh, let's hear it. Come on.
All right. So their pants, they're pulling them down themselves. So right now, I'm telling you from the minute the media called it, not the secretary. Remember, the media is calling it. But it's not official because the Secretary of State's haven't stamped it. And why haven't they done it? Because they're going to go to jail if they stamp it, right? Mm. There's a lot of people going to jail for a very, very long time, and they've already rounded them up. So here's what we're doing. Their pants are being pulled down as their transition team comes in and starts to bully the Trump campaign. Oh, you better let us in. We need to start seeing things. We're part of the transition team. He's going to be like, yo, stop talking smack. The Secretary of State's haven't come in. You're getting nothing. We're not giving you anything until it's official. And then they're going to start the whole media thing. He's not going to let us in. You know, the whole BS. This is the new one. And you know, now that's filling your screens now because coronavirus is gone. We don't have death tallies anymore on their screens, if you noticed.
Yeah, I noticed they went away.
Yeah, there's no death tallies anymore.
Now it's text blankety blank if you think that Trump should concede. And that's going to be the narrative, is that Trump refuses to concede.
Right, but he hasn't lost, so
right.
Whatever.
Right, man,
so,
and he shouldn't concede, right.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So they're going to be doing that. So that's the attack that we're going to be seeing now on the president, that they're going to be calling that he's president, right? And they're going to say that he's just a sore loser and he's not conceding. So that's going to be the narrative. I'm telling you, that's the narrative now. Now, new people are coming into the administration. They're like, why are you getting new people? We're supposed to be in transition. Let us be friends and shadow you. And it's like, no, you're not. Come in. And we round them up, not only on the electronic side, but the little minions, those people that filled in, what, 160 ballots were found just for Joe Biden with nobody else being voted for.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, all these things. But here's what the people need to do, because even though we know their plan and we trust their plan, right? They go by a plan and they stick it. Look, they've been really good at that. They're very organized. They've been planning this for a very long time. What we have to do is make sure that we can bypass. No, I'm not on Red State Talk Radio, Pete. Oh, no, you put that link there. They sold me out. The Democrats. They sold me out.
All right, we'll get that fixed.
I just saw it on YouTube that you put Red State Talk Radio. I'm not there, remember? The minute I exposed the MIC, they dropped me like a hat. You know, they got good money, and then they dropped me like a hat. Now their radio show is tanking, and they're trying to bring Q on board, hoping to make money again. Anyway, so sorry, I digress.
That's okay. We'll fix that.
No, that's okay.
Deb's fixing it right now.
Who saw it. No, it's okay. I'm telling people who saw it to know. So so here's what you guys need to do, the people. You need to make your voice heard. What did they use to steal your vote? And remember, your vote is the only thing that identifies your freedom, right? It is the most envied thing you can ever possess in the world. Everybody around the world envies us, Pete, because we have the right to vote. Because we're people that govern, we're not governed. And so it is very important that we remind them that. Now, if you go to your congressman, they'll probably ignore you because, you know, they're higher than thou and they know best. They never listen to us anyway. If you go to your senators, they're not going to talk to you either. So what you need to do is use that postal service they tried to use against us and send a letter to the president. I kid you not. He's waiting to see it. You send him a letter, he will wave it around at one of his things. Send him a letter and tell him, I want an audit, not just a contested state, the whole USA. This is going to be such a painful process, Pete, that we're going to have the left begging for voter ID in the end. They're going to be begging. It's going to be so bad. They're going to be begging us for voter ID. You know, the one that they want it. So they'll be like,
why will the left be doing that once we get through the process? Why?
Oh, because so many people are going to be rounded up. I mean, it's going to be embarrassing. It's going to be the point where it's like, you know, it's kind of like if someone comes at me, what did you say? Oh, wait, let me show you something. You see this drive? You see this letter? You see this MOU? Yeah, that one. This is where you call them to the carpet. The carpet call is coming. It's coming this week, most of it. But carpet call is coming, and that's something they don't want because their image, their illusion that they push is what they want. And so if you notice, Facebook's really careful. They won't tell you Biden is the winner. It says projected winner, whereas now it even says the AP has called the presidential race for Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say he is. They say we called it. Mm-hmm. Tell me where the media sits after they get caught. Media will say, oh, well, we just got the results and reported what we were given. It's not our fault.
We're projecting. Right? Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So this is what's going to happen. It's going to be a hot mess, but we got about, 5 weeks, 6 weeks that we're going to get it done. You're going to see a lot of commotion December 12th. You know, that's when the Electoral College is supposed to report, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's by then, right?
Yes. And then the 14th, they vote, right?
Right. So we're full speed ahead now. I mean, that's going to happen. And then, you know, as they're sitting there drinking eggnog, okay, they get snagged.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to throw something at you. You may or may not be able to answer because we're in unprecedented territory right now. The clock itself that you're referring to, that the 12th they report, the 14th they vote. So there's a time frame, like with, you know, with Gore in 2000, Gore and Bush. They had a certain period of time to get through the court system. But because this thing is so massive, that timeline is only set for, let's say, if one state isn't reporting, well, we can't hold up the entire rest of the country. We got to go forward and vote for the president of the United States. When you get five contested and then they open it up, we're talking about a systemic corruption that's going to require audits in all of the states. There should be audits in all the states, correct?
Well, you know, if you want to find where the problem is, you go to a small state with a small population like North Dakota or Alaska.
Yeah, but here's the deal. And here's my point. We'll answer this on the other side of the break. I have to take this break because I skipped the first hour here. I need to make sure our sponsors are taken care of. But the clock should be stopped because this is so massive. It's going to require, because this is way beyond President Trump or Biden. We're talking about a constitutional crisis here that has to be resolved. So we need to restore the confidence in our voting system, which there's zero. And we need to hold people accountable to the fullest extent of the law. We'll be right back, you guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Okay, here's the deal. We'll pick up where we left off, and then we have to start talking about Shadowgate 1, Shadowgate 2, and then it's all the other stuff that's going to may come out in Shadowgate 3. That's going to be released as well. But this clock ticking, I'm just thinking these cases that are going to be filed this week, there's going to be four. There's not going to be like one Al Gore case. It's going to be four or five of them filed this week. Big ones, huge ones, and it's going to take time to work through those. You can't say, well, sorry, we don't have enough time for the American people. We need to certify Joe Biden. No. Stop the freaking clock. Nancy Pelosi is nothing. And let's get this thing fixed. Because if the election is that contaminated, shouldn't they say, we got to redo this thing? Let's go back to voter ID. This is a freaking disaster. What do you think of that?
Okay, so, people need to give credit to President Trump a lot more than they do.
I agree. That's an understatement.
Yep. Yeah, playing stupid is key. Oh, I don't know. Where's Bill Barr? Do you know where Bill Barr is?
Where the frig is Bill Barr?
Let me tell you how you know that he's busy. Did you see that there were protesters outside his house a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, that was awesome, by the way.
Yep. No. It wasn't really, because he's not an elected official, and you don't go to an unelected official's and demand results.
Mm-hmm.
So why were they at his house doing that? Do you know why? To see where he's at. This is them trying to see where he's at. And, people don't see it that way.
That's interesting.
I see it from the perspective of, hey, this was the type of stuff that I did for a long time, is watch stuff. And I can tell you that was he's been very busy. Very busy, busy, busy. Now, we're hitting it on all fronts. So we're filing lawsuits. We're encouraging people to come forward. We're letting them get outraged. So we're letting the media have a party. Let them clink the champagne. Because, man, from a higher position, you fall harder. It's a lot more fun like that, too. So that's one. So we're filing lawsuits. On the other hand, we're forensically checking states that are not being contested. So we're going to pick random audits. I would highly suggest that we pick states like Alaska or North Dakota that have been known for voter fraud for a very long time. Every single election we've had has been rigged. Anybody that thinks that they've actually voted and it mattered, they don't know what, unfortunately, I'm here to tell you it's not the case. So, and your vote, you should be pissed. No, it's just a vote. No, that vote represents your freedom and your mouth and your ability to choose. Those people that are elected are supposed to be speaking for you because there's so many of you. So in essence, them stealing the election is stealing your freedom, or better yet, they're showing you you're not free.
Yeah.
So you should be very, very pissed.
No, voter fraud, okay, outside of my vote impacts my vote. I want a freaking audit. How many of these fraudulent people are around me? I want to make sure, right? How many potentially fraudulent ballots are? I want a complete and total audit to make sure that my vote is secure, right?
Correct. And that's what I sent to Grassley back in 2019. With only half the audit logs of these ballot machines, right? Which, by the way, when I called the investigator, I called the police to get a hold of the mayor to say, yo, we have this stuff, let's talk. They were trying to tell me, why did you steal the ballot machine? And I'm like, dude, I'm like a couple states away. I don't have your stupid ballot machine. I have the audit logs, though, and I've been through them, and I need to speak to someone. When I put my report up and I sent it to Chuck Grassley, I told him, look, I can identify this. This is how this algorithm works. It's a pull and push, pull and push. You can see it here. You could see it there. This is the hammer. I'm telling you, like, they know. So we know what to look for. People that have used.
What happened in Kentucky? What happened in Kentucky?
Well, they did that fractional. It's basically what people in layman terms call fractional voting. It's not really fractional voting. It's voting to get the result that you've plugged it in. So if you and me were running against each other, and, the military industrial complex decides, or the Praetorians, or the deep state, the fourth unelected branch of government, right? If they decide that they want you to win, they'll say, all right, we want Pete to win. Okay, how bad are we going to make Tory lose? Let's give it a 75-25 spread. Oh, no, that's too obvious. All right, let's make it 45, 50, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's do that and then give the other guy some stuff. Let's just
above the margin and not trigger a recount. Yeah.
Correct. Right. Correct. Exactly. So they feed it in there. So everybody could be voting for me, right? But it'll take away just enough in that trap door to give it to you to give the outcome they already predicted. That's how they predict who they're going to pick for your jury pool, like they did for Roger Stone. It's the same type of software applied differently.
Oh,
that's
no.
The point.
For me,
and
too.
The thing is, for anyone, they use that for juries. If they want a guilty conviction, they will make sure that they can scan your social media, everything you do, your chats, because they have access to it, and they will pick the people that are most likely to give the verdict that the DA wants. Now, that is another version of it. So now we're just talking election, right? It's just clear numbers and votes. You take a smaller state. North Dakota has like 700,000 residents. I remember off the top of my head how many Alaska has, but they're the actual smallest ones we can look. We can even look at Idaho, which was pretty much clear cut as a whistle. Software is still there. It was still used. And the thing is, it's really hard to get pure non-attribution. And I could tell you from where it was being operated.
What non-attribution is. Explain that to our listening audience, because I've heard you and Berge mention attribution and non-attribution several times. Explain that briefly.
Well, it just means that you can't attribute the identity to where someone is using a network. So you make a network that's completely invisible.
Right. The Chinese will leave a signature that says that Russia was hacking, right?
Right. So you saw that in Vault 7 too, right? Where it alters the code. Like, I can make it look like I sent an email from your house if I want to.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, so they're not that smart because, you know, according to the pipeline and the grapevine and whatever vine you want to call it of mathematicians, it might be some closet somewhere in Virginia that was, you know, helping shuffle the numbers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot going on, and the president is taking it from each aspect. So we've got, you know, we had a leak in DHS through CISA with this chick working with the radicals, right? Mm-hmm. So we had a leak there. We don't know what she leaked, how much she leaked. So, you know, we only have a 72-hour hold, and it took forever for the media to do it because, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, don't trust anything. It's not credible if it's coming from Millie Weaver. She was attached to InfoWars. Or don't trust Tori. We don't even know who she is. It's not credible. And it's like, you copy my stories.
Yeah.
And put them out. Like, what are you talking about? And what do you mean not credible? There's the video. There's their face.
Yeah.
There's their voice.
Right.
Like, what do you have to do? Like, what does someone have to do? A cartwheel as well?
I know, but it came from Tori.
Yeah, I know. No.
And Millie.
But they don't want to show the world that they're obsolete because they're not investigating. They're taking talking points. That's the point. People need to realize that almost everyone is a talking point. They're not going to tell you what it is. And everyone now is seeing a lot of these pundits that they're following. And I told my listeners that after the end of October, you need to follow your gut, because everyone's going to flip. And now all of them see it, because you're seeing right-wing pundits go nuts.
Yeah.
You're seeing them talk so much smack.
And those are right-wing sleepers, though. There's sleepers on the right side, aren't there?
They're all on the same team. There is no right and left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, it's either you were with America or commies. So they're all commies. There we go. Mm-hmm. If we use like the 50s mentality.
Right, right.
You're a commie if you don't love America. So, bottom line is we're fixing the whole paper thing. We're finding out we're getting the minions first. So what Project Veritas did, you know, that supervisor is in the biggest hot box ever. That guy got paid. So we're going to find out where
Tori,
he got paid.
Tori, listen. Okay. Go with me here. All right. Go with me here, because this is easy. There's multiple layers here. There's the electronic voting system we know is already corrupted. And by the way, there's a news report right now. This is on Trending Politics. The Dominion software right now is officially under review in Michigan, and Nevada is next. That's a major news report that's coming. So set that aside. Check this out. There are printing shops that have to use a certain specific type of paper, right? That has possibly the coding or the watermarks that we described. But guess what? They can audit the print shops and say, how many freaking ballots did you print, right? They can audit that stuff. It's a relatively easy audit. If we put Millie Weaver and Tori on doing an audit of all the print shops across the country, you could find a lot of anomalies, couldn't you?
Yeah, because the printers, by the way, have their own memory card, and they kind of notch how many they've actually printed.
Yes, they know precisely how many they printed. Right.
Exactly. So like you said, we have a lot of fronts right now, and we're targeting all of them. One is the infiltrators within our administration. Two is cleaning up those DHS, FBI, and everybody in between that worked with these Sunrise Movement defectors, federal, you know, employees that we've been paying to coup us. Like, they literally called it a coup, right? So we've got that. Then we've got the paper ballots. We got to find out how many, where, how'd you spoil them? How'd you do them? Right. Then we got to see who was on the roll. Do you know that I'm still on the damn Kentucky voter roll?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I checked just for fun this morning before I left for church. And I was like, let me just check. I kicked up a fuss in 2016, spoke with the AG back then, said, oh, I'm removing you. And then, you know, in 2019, I kicked up a stink. ProPublica, obviously, you know, a mouthpiece for, you know, the CIA, of course. They did a hit piece on me on that. Oh, she signed it. No, I didn't. Look at the dates. I signed the card 5 days before they ticked me off as a Democrat. What are you talking about? And then I'm back on the voter roll. In 2020, like, hello, why am I still there? So I want to find out if I drop the paper ballot.
Okay, so Tori, how many instances have you seen since the election was closed out? And I have something on the screen right now. It says registered voters, right? 408,000 of 581. What the hell is that? Ballots cast, 811,000. How many instances have you seen where that's upside down?
Okay, so I did a whole show with a couple, like the day after the elections, because on election night, I was talking smack about Fox and they cut my feed on Twitch. Fox hit me with a copyright strike because I was showing their results. I kid you not.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Well, I was talking about, but anyway, I was doing the math right then and there. And a really smart guy in our Telegram group actually put together an Excel sheet with all the voters. We're about 72 million votes over nationwide. That's what he roughly estimated, because the math doesn't look right.
72 million?
Yeah, like I went over counties one by one on air, and I was like, all right, look at this, registered, look at that. And that includes absentee and mail-in, because a lot of people are like, oh, they still have mail-in and absentees. Those are in the totals. So if you have a county and you have 100,000 votes that you're going to get, that includes the absentee ballots, the mail-in requests, and the actual voters. You can't say, oh, these are just the voters in person. No, it's all of them. Yeah. So they already know how many people they have. So why aren't they putting the results out? Why? Because they got caught. This is like your typical Macbeth scenario. This is Macbeth. There's blood on their hands. They can't wash it off. Because how do they not know? They know every single ballot that's out there. Absentee, mail-in. So how is it that you have 100,000 people, but there's 280,000 people voting? Mail-in ballots. Well, don't they factor into your 100%? Yeah. So then what?
Yeah, because you're only sending out mail-in ballots to registered voters, period. Right?
Exactly. They can they already have a list of here's how many mail-in ballots we have. This is how many absentee ballots we have registered to this county. These are how many people came in person.
Can they really be this stupid?
What? The people are stupid because people are waiting. Oh, they have mail-in. Do you know how many times I hear that? They're still waiting for mail-in ballots. It's like, what the heck are you talking about? If the county says it has 100 people, that includes mail-in absentee and the people that should be turning up. So, you know, unless you registered 100,000 people that same day and they voted, I don't see how you're still unable to count. Like, are they all doing Common Core? Like, how is it that they can't count?
Okay, and the next thing is the percentages of registered voters that showed up in certain jurisdictions. It's literally a mathematical impossibility. I'm hearing certain
like
statistics.
Like Milwaukee County, right?
Yeah.
Like, what the heck, man?
89%. It's like mathematically impossible, correct?
Wait, but they had a voter turnout. I think there was a county in Wisconsin that had like a voter turnout of 150,000 people, yet the residents of the actual county were like 70,000. I was like, listen, all right, I'm doing the math.
Listen, can we bring some controversy to the Pete Santilli show? We have a tight show. I wanted to make sure we did a full hour, and we've got like 6 or 7 minutes here. And then we're going to go to President Trump, who is on Mark Levin, and then we're bringing General Paul Valleon at 8:30. Here's the thing. So we have a projection by the media of Joe Biden being the president-elect. And we have huge numbers of anomalies right now that are going to be weighed out in court. And Benjamin Netanyahu congratulates Biden. What is he congratulating Biden for What do the Jews know that we don't?
So let me tell you something, Pete. Before Millie put out that Shadowgate thing, right? A lot of people would DM me for tips and stuff. I'd give a lot of big reporter stories because I don't care about putting my name on it. I care about getting the story out.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, I'm under attack for stuff they knew about. Everybody knew about the thing with North Dakota because that had to, that involved the campaign too, right? You know that, right? So, you know, I was just like, whatever. So it's when you're in trouble is where you see who jumps ship. That's where you see who's on your side. So think about this. The Mexican president, you know what he said?
He said, we got to wait.
Yep.
Yes,
so now
I loved
who's
it.
Who's on the side of freedom and who is not. Mm. And who is bought and who it's not. And let me tell you something about President Trump. I think he's kind of the same on me. Damn, do we deliver crow well. I don't know if it's a New York thing or what. Mm. But we love to serve crow.
Yeah, eat some.
Oh, it's on the menu, man, and it's going to be served so good because it was so wrong to go out. Now, on the other hand, you could see it as a double thing, but I don't see it as a double thing. We gave you Jerusalem and you give us this. Yeah, you watch now because we got it on now like Donkey Kong. So a lot of people are coming out. You know, the media is not, I mean, people could go back. I think it was like July 27th episode. I said, the media is going to tell you the result. And I asked my audience, do you trust OAN? Do you trust Fox? Do you trust CNN? Do you trust it? Because they're going to tell you who's president.
Okay, I asked you a leading question. Come on, give up the goods. How much is Israel involved in the technology behind the stuff that we're talking about with Hammer and Scorecard? And how much do you suspect based on what you know?
Do you know, okay, Qualcomm.
Yes, I sure do. Yeah.
All right, that's all I'm going to say on that.
Okay. All right.
That's all I'm going to say on that. So, you know, for everyone freaking out.
InQtel you're referring to, right?
Pardon?
InQtel.
So.
Okay.
So, you know, for all of you guys out there freaking out, the president's got this. If you still freak out, you really don't know what kind of president we have yet. Mm. He's got it everywhere. And his campaign everywhere, like freaking out and talking, that's so that there's attention. Because if you noticed, how many people went out and rallied and peacefully protested and they weren't covered by the media? No one's going to see you. You could go out there at 100,000. They're not going to cover you. Twitter's probably going to ban the pictures. So do your bid. It's 55 cents. I think your freedom's worth a freaking stamp, right? Write it down and say, listen, I'm a taxpayer. I'm a U.S. citizen. I want you to audit all 50 states.
Demand an audit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. Give it to him in his hand. It's going over everybody's head. There's no way he's not going to see it. And if he gets thousands and thousands of the repetitive letter,
yes,
we're done. We're giving him the excuse he needs. Give him the excuse to take that avenue.
Right.
We've got everything. He needs that excuse.
All right. Hold on one second. Let me make sure that I put this out to all of our listeners right now. If you're hearing my voice right now on the rebroadcast or the live stream, it doesn't matter. We're going to put the link to where you can actually. Tori's put together a letter that you can actually just put your name and address and send it to President Trump. You can print it up. We'll put that link in today's episode. We all have to do our part. Even if we just piss off the people at the mailroom at the White House, at least, right?
Oh, they're waiting for it. They're waiting for your letters. They're always waiting for your letters. So send your letter. They're waiting for it. They want your letter. Send your letter.
Tori, let me ask you, what do you expect to happen this week? You mentioned it earlier that some big things are going to happen this week. There's going to be four or five lawsuits. Do you think that they're going to come right out of the gates with slamming them with evidence on Hammer?
Let me tell you something. Have you noticed that I always call Pennsylvania and Kentucky a commonwealth?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that the president, Rudy Giuliani, do it as well?
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to come down to that commonwealth. So this is why that Amy Comey Barrett issue with the commonwealth was very important. So everything's going to be taken care of. That's the only hurdle that we need to actually battle on. But we've already, I mean, we've seen it as a people. We can see it and we've mitigated. I mean, the president has been mitigating all this time. What you're going to see next week is the lawsuits filed. What you're going to see next week is a lot of censorship. But what you're also going to see next week is a lot of big changes in D.C.
Awesome. That's awesome. OK, now listen, in the couple minutes that we have here at deletedbyyoutube.com, when Millie Weaver was arrested on the day of the release. I grabbed a copy of the video. As everybody knows, that thing went absolutely crazy. There were tens of millions of people that saw it for Shadowgate 1. We have it at deletedbyyoutube.com. Then Shadowgate 2 came, and I thought that, you know, we needed to arrest Millie again and give it the full coverage because it was even more important than... No, of course not. We don't want that to happen.
They got caught. That's why the prosecutor was like, yeah, we're dropping all the charges.
Shadowgate 2 is even more... To me, it was more important. I learned so much more through Shadowgate 2, and it's at deletedbyyoutube.com. Now, Tori has been working on Shadowgate 3, and that's going to contain some bombshell information. And it's going to be released in due time, correct? Can you estimate?
Because we have other whistleblowers and whistleblowers pertaining to General Flynn's issue.
Okay, you're mentioning that then. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, we have an insider that worked at the law firm that first had General Flynn.
Oh, are you kidding? Shadowgate 3?
And even though everybody was interested in what he had to say about the law firm, I was like, stop. I want to ask you specific questions because I've been trying to get that missing piece that I needed for the Awan brothers. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I haven't been in their North Tower. So it was so easy. Like, the guy had information that you could never imagine. So the third one is called The Great Awakening, or The Awakening, we called it.
That is great.
Yeah, because this is how you wake up. See, the awakening is not...
You know what? Here, as we go out with music, I want you to send a very... if you don't mind, let's troll him back. Ali Alexander. When are we going to make him our bitch?
Okay, so Ali Alexander is...
You got to say it quickly.
Serial blackmailer. He actually had sex with Karl Rove and blackmailed him to help Obama.
Of course he did. Yes, that's right. Ali Alexander, the epic troll. He's going down lower than his 4 feet, too. There we go. Tori, we love you so much. Thank you so much for everything you do. I've learned so much through you. And that's why we bring you on to educate our listening audience. And your fans are great. We love you. Love your work. God bless America. God bless America. Yes. You guys stay right there. President Trump coming up right after we get over the top here. Don't go away. And then General Valerie at 8:30. So we're going to finish strong.